Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish people and Gentile people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form, as Paul says in the second chapter of Ephesians, one new humanity, to make a full dwelling place for God by His Spirit. And when these two chosen people of God merge their spiritual DNAs together, it's going to cause what Paul calls in Romans, life from the dead, resurrection power for the church. Can't wait for it to happen, because the spiritual scales are coming off of the eyes of Jewish people right now, and the spiritual scales are coming off of the eyes of the church right now, especially in predictions having to do with what will happen to the United States of America. As you look at the progressive history and the progressive judgments in Israel, especially, we've been talking over the last two weeks with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, a Messianic Jewish rabbi, about Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10. There's so much in this series that he's offering. We're doing it almost an injustice with just a few minutes for the last 2 weeks, but you need the entire 7-CD series. It's two-part prophetic series. Only a Messianic Jewish rabbi with a prophetic edge could put this together. And it could only have happened after 9/11 to understand what is going on in America today. I wish the White House, I wish every senator, every congressman, every American would get a hold of this series. I wish every church would use this in their Sunday school. It's 7 CDs. It's a two-part prophetic series. It's called Harbinger the Warning, Harbinger the Shaking, available for a gift of $50. Jonathan, we have to talk about the mystery ground and the future of America.
This mystery goes back to the first day of America's existence, and it goes back to King Solomon and prophetic warning and a call from God for the future. And you got to understand it, two events. The first event is the dedication of the Temple of Jerusalem. King Solomon, he gathers the nation together, he gathers the people. It's the first day that Israel is complete. It's got a Jerusalem, it's got a temple, got a priesthood, king, all that house of God. They're all gathered in prayer to dedicate the temple. We're really dedicating the nation. They're committing the future into God's hands. They're in prayer. It's all an inaugural dedication day. Solomon leads the people in prayer. He gives glory to God, speaks of God's providence in the nation's history, offers up a prayer. Solomon, in his prayer, is prophetic. He looks to the future. He prays for future generations when the nation's going to turn away from God. He asks for God's mercy, and he asks for God's blessing. Now, this is what's going to happen. The nation, after that dedication day, remember that, the nation's going to turn away from God into apostasy, foreign gods, immorality, all that. And finally, God's going to allow judgment to come on the land. But the final, ultimate sign of judgment was that the calamity touches the Temple Mount. The destruction comes to the temple where the nation was dedicated to God, the hallowed ground. From that Temple Mount, the same ground where it was consecrated, judgment comes. And here's the principle to keep in mind. Judgment returns to the nation's ground of consecration. The calamity returns to the nation's ground of dedication. We keep that in mind. Now we take it to America. America is founded on God too. It's patterned after Israel. The first Puritan said this is a new Israel. Now, what was America's day of consecration, or America's first inaugural day? It happens not in 1776. That was the Declaration of Independence. It was years before the war would be settled, and years before America as we know it would become a fully constituted nation. When was America's first day as a fully formed nation? It was the year 1789, the 30th of April. Now, in this day, first day of America, is going to be hidden a mystery that's going to touch us now. That was the day America's first president swears his oath of office, his inauguration, the first time America had a president and had a Congress, and I mean, all together. It was the first full day of America. And what happened that day? It followed the pattern of King Solomon on the dedication of Israel. The nation gathers to the capital city, and there in the capital city, the people pray and gather in prayer. A proclamation goes out to American citizens to go up to the houses of worship and pray for the new government. The nation's first leader is sworn in the Bible, George Washington. He speaks the first ever presidential words, and as King Solomon speaks of God's providence on Israel, so Washington does the same thing. King Solomon calls for prayer. Washington does the same thing. And Solomon speaks prophetically of the future of his nation. So Washington will also give actually a prophetic word. And that is, we can come back to that. He gives a prophetic word. But let's move forward here. King Solomon leads the leaders in prayer. So Washington, the very first act of the American government was this. The very first act was to pray, to gather in prayer, to consecrate America's future to God. So after Washington speaks, he leads America's first government on a procession on foot to the ground on which they would consecrate the nation to God in prayer. So that place is America's consecration ground. It was done on the very first day of America as a nation. Where is that ground? It's in America's first capital. What was America's first capital? It wasn't Washington. It wasn't Philadelphia. America's first capital was New York City. So where did all this take place? It took place in Lower New York City. So where is America's mystery ground of dedication? It's a little stone building called St. Paul's Chapel. St. Paul's Chapel stands on the corner of Ground Zero. America was dedicated to God on the corner of Ground Zero. In fact, Ground Zero was owned by the church. It was church land on that same ground. America's ground of consecration is Ground Zero, the mystery ground. So the nation's entire first government, the president, senate, and house all gathered at the corner of Ground Zero to commit the nation to God. The principle, when judgment comes, it returns to the nation's ground of consecration. On that same day is when George Washington gives a prophetic warning to America. And what he says is, he says basically, in effect, if America, in effect, ever turns away from God and from his ways and from his rules, from his order, then God's favor is going to be withdrawn from the land. He says it on the day, then goes to the corner of Ground Zero and prays. They pray for America. And so now as America is turning from God, in the same way, the sign appears on the same place that they prayed, and America's veil of protection is removed, a sign of the future. If America doesn't turn back, the protection, the blessings will be withdrawn, and the mystery is hidden right there on the very first day.
So let me ask you this. This chapel was where America was dedicated to God, and you and I both know George Washington understood Israel, and he would have a fit right now with what the U.S. is doing with Israel. But at Ground Zero, what happened to that hallowed ground, that little chapel?
Okay, interesting, because what happened was every place around Ground Zero was pretty much destroyed. It was either was charred, ruined. All those buildings were ruined, and the chapel where America was dedicated is right there, borders Ground Zero. And actually, there were other buildings that were totally messed up, and they're farther away. But the chapel was the only place. The mystery was the only place that was basically not touched or damaged. It was protected. And you can even see a picture. The entire cloud of 9/11 comes over that, engulfs the chapel, but it's not touched. It's like God preserved that. He's calling America back. And actually, it's in there, you know, on the walls of the chapel is a plaque that actually, one of Washington's prayer where he says, keep America in perfect protection. So it's like God preserved that because he's calling the nation back. People were drawn to that chapel. They didn't realize the significance, but drawn to it. The rescue workers had their base in the chapel. It's like God is calling America to come back. And actually, two of the harbingers we spoke of other time, about the sycamore tree and the cedar tree, the Erez tree, that all happened on the actual ground of St. Paul's. Two harbingers of judgment actually happened on America's foundation mystery ground.
Tell me President George Washington's prophetic warning.
Well, he said, we cannot suppose, let us not make the mistake of thinking that a nation can abandon the ways, the rules and ways and the divine order of God. I'm paraphrasing, but we cannot, if we fall away, if we turn against God's ways, the heaven is going to withdraw its grace on this land, or the smiles of heaven, he said, are going to be gone from this land. And he warned it. And he warned actually several times. He warned it. And actually, here's another thing, Sid, is that when 9/11 came, the impact of 9/11 sent from ground zero, a shockwave went out from ground zero. It went out and it hit Federal Hall, which is the place where Washington gave the warning before he walked over to ground zero. And so it actually cracked the foundation of Federal Hall. The foundation, which represents the foundation of America, on 9/11, the same place where he gave the warning, the shockwave of 9/11 cracked the foundation.
And what did the Boston Globe, of all newspapers, report about the St. Paul's Chapel that survived with everything else dust?
Oh, you mean that it was called the miracle of grounds of 9/11? You know,
I imagine the Boston Globe called that survival of that little building, that little chapel where America was dedicated to God, a miracle that it survived.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same. Now, keep in mind, it's the same thing on the day of when Israel, when judgment came to Israel, God brought all their attention back to the place where they had been consecrated to God. Same thing happened on 9/11, and people were just drawn to it. People put prayers all over the gates of St. Paul's, actually the gates surrounding the sycamore and all that. And it's like God is saying, the message is return, return. That's really the message of the prophet. Return to me. God is calling America. Return. God.
What would have happened to Israel if Israel had heeded the harbinger, the warnings?
Yes.
What would have happened to Israel?
God would have spared it. You know, God, you know, what, you know, just like with Nineveh, God, you know.
So what will happen to America? Because we're at that stage right now.
Yeah.
If America repents.
If America repents, there will be revival. I will, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face and pray, I will heal their land. And God will do that. And that's actually what's interesting, because that's, you brought that up. That's what Solomon, that's the word he got, Solomon, after he dedicated the ground to God. That was from that. God is giving a word that if, and it's not just the secular world, it's us as believers. We have to turn from our wicked ways. We have to turn from where we're compromising. We have to be the lights. And God will hear our prayer, and he will bring restoration. The heart of God is mercy.
Get this two-part prophetic series, Harbinger, the Warning, Harbinger, the Shaking, 7 CDs for a gift of $50. Shabbat Shalom. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.